Good morning and welcome. This is Myra with the Sacred Word Audio Boo podcast. Today is Monday, January 31st, 2011. We begin a new week this day, and we are going to be reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verse 1 through 20. It is lengthy, so I will only be reading it once today. So please take a place for you to sit a while. And as we begin this week, just allow the Word of God to give you some word or phrase or message for you to begin this week and help you in the direction or help you with the situation so that you can begin to trust more in who and where your help comes from in times of need. And we begin, just take a nice deep breath in and settle the mind and the heart. To listen, to receive. And they went across the lake to the region of Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain, for he had often been chained hand and foot. But he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't ever torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you evil spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of this area. A large herd of pigs were feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them." He gave them permission, and the evil spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down to the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and the countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people who had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. But Jesus did not let him, and he said, "Go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And all the people were amazed. Are we amazed at the mercy of Jesus? He is continuously saving us, helping us, delivering us from all the many distractions of the world that could change our focus. Let us put him in the center, in the core of our being, for him to deliver us this day from all that possesses us that is not of him. May God bless you today with peace and joy and much love. Till next time.